Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Martha Stewart's Cooking School by Martha Stewart is a technique-driven cookbook designed to function like a practical culinary course for the home kitchen. Rather than organizing dishes by occasion or ingredient, it is structured around core methods such as roasting, braising, sautéing, steaming, and poaching, then pairs those lessons with recipes that let readers practice what they have just learned. The book's value comes from its teaching mindset. It explains why a technique works, what visual cues to look for as food cooks, and how to prepare ingredients correctly so results are reliable. It is also highly visual, using extensive step-by-step color photography to clarify processes that many cooks find intimidating, from knife work and handling proteins to building stocks and sauces. The scope is broad, spanning foundational skills, eggs, soups, vegetables, meats, fish, pasta, grains, beans, and desserts. The overall purpose is to build confidence and confidence, helping readers cook with understanding rather than by rote. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, technique-first organization that teaches how to cook. A defining feature of Martha Stewart's Cooking School is that it is arranged as a curriculum built around techniques, not a casual collection of standalone recipes. This matters because cooking success often depends on mastering repeatable methods that transfer across ingredients. Once you understand the logic of sautéing or braising, you can apply it to many meals beyond the ones on the page. Each major section introduces a method, clarifies its purpose, and then offers recipes that reinforce the lesson. That structure encourages deliberate practice, helping readers move from following instructions to making informed decisions. The book also uses progression, so earlier fundamentals support more complex work later, making it feel like a guided course rather than an overwhelming encyclopedia. For home cooks, this approach reduces guesswork. Instead of wondering why a chicken is dry or why vegetables turn dull, readers are taught the signals that indicate doneness and the steps that prevent common errors. The result is a cookbook that acts as a reference for solving problems in real time and a training manual for building long-term skill. It is especially helpful for cooks who want to understand principles and not simply repeat a recipe exactly. Secondly, kitchen fundamentals, knife skills, equipment, and ingredient quality. The book places strong emphasis on fundamentals that shape every outcome in the kitchen. That includes basic knife skills and safe, efficient ways to prep common ingredients, as well as guidance on selecting and using core tools. By treating these topics as essential lessons rather than background details, it addresses a frequent gap in many cookbooks. Readers may be told to mince julienne or portion a protein without being shown what that actually means. The instructional style aims to make those tasks concrete and repeatable, which can raise confidence quickly for newer cooks and still sharpen habits for experienced ones. The book also repeatedly ties good results to ingredient quality, especially freshness and proper handling. That emphasis is practical because technique cannot fully compensate for poor ingredients, but it also sets expectations. Some recipes may be more satisfying when you can source better produce, meats, or fish. In this way, the book connects technique with taste and texture, showing that cooking is a chain where each link matters, from prep to heat control to final seasoning. It trains readers to notice details that professionals treat as routine, which is often the fastest route to better everyday food. Thirdly, building blocks, stocks, soups, and foundational preparations. A major educational payoff of the book is its attention to foundational preparations that support countless dishes. Stocks and soups are especially useful because they teach flavor building, patience, and the relationship between time and extraction. Learning to make stock also changes how a home cook thinks about waste and efficiency, since bones, trimmings, and aromatics can be transformed into a base that improves sauces, braises, grains, and soups. The book treats these as skills to be understood, not just recipes to be completed. Readers are guided to recognize what a properly simmering pot looks like, how clarity and richness develop, and why careful skimming and temperature control matter. These lessons transfer to other areas of cooking where gentle heat and steady attention produce superior results. At the same time, the book acknowledges through its scope that some foundational projects are time-intensive, which can affect how often a reader chooses to make them. Even so, having a clear method on hand is valuable. It allows cooks to plan weekend projects, stock a freezer, and elevate fast weeknight meals with better building blocks. In many kitchens, mastering these basics is the point where cooking starts to feel genuinely empowering rather than merely functional. Fourthly, mastering heat roasting, braising, sautéing, steaming, and poaching. The central instructional spine of the book is its focus on heat-based techniques that define most home cooking. Roasting and broiling teach how dry heat develops browning and concentrated flavor. Braising and stewing show how tougher cuts become tender through time and moisture, and how aromatics and liquids create depth. Sauté emphasizes pan temperature, spacing, and timing, so foods brown rather than steam. steaming, and poaching highlight gentle cooking that protects delicate textures in vegetables, eggs, fish, and poultry. By grouping learning around these methods, the book helps readers understand what changes when you switch from one technique to another, even with the same ingredient. This is where step-by-step photography becomes especially useful, because it trains the eye cooks learn to look for visual cues such as color changes, bubbling patterns, and texture shifts that indicate what is happening in the pan or oven. The lessons also encourage control and intention, not just speed. Instead of rushing, readers are taught to prepare properly, manage heat, and adjust as needed. That mindset is the difference between inconsistent outcomes and reliable ones, and it is what makes a technique-driven cookbook feel like a true skills upgrade rather than a set of one-off wins. Lastly, practice through recipes and optional challenges for ambitious cooks. While the book is strongly instructional, it is not only theory. It includes a large collection of recipes intended as practice drills that reinforce a technique immediately after it is explained. This pairing of lesson and application is what turns information into skill. Readers can repeat a method across different ingredients and see how small changes in heat, timing, or preparation affect the outcome. The recipes are chosen to showcase classic results that signal correct technique, such as properly cooked eggs, well-browned meats, tender vegetables, and baked goods with correct texture. The book also includes sections framed as extra credit, which function as optional extensions for cooks who want to go beyond the basics. That design respects different goals. A beginner can focus on core competence without feeling forced into advanced projects, while a more experienced cook can use the same chapter to stretch into more demanding preparations. This makes the book useful over time, not just during an initial learning phase. It also explains why some readers describe it as less of a casual recipe book and more of a home cooking education. The value is cumulative as techniques are practiced. They become part of a personal toolkit that supports improvisation and better judgment at the stove. In conclusion, Martha Stewart's Cooking School is best suited to home cooks who want to improve outcomes by understanding technique, whether they are beginners building confidence or experienced cooks filling in gaps and refining habits. Readers who prefer quick inspiration or a large set of trendy, minimal effort meals may find parts of it demanding, since some foundational projects take time, and the book often assumes a willingness to shop thoughtfully and practice. For anyone who values a structured learning path, however, the payoff is substantial. The book teaches the core moves that determine success: how to prep efficiently, control heat, recognize doughness, and build flavor from the ground up. Because the lessons are reinforced with recipes and extensive step-by-step visuals, it works both as a course to read through and as a reference to consult when something goes wrong. Compared with many general cookbooks, it stands out for its curriculum-like organization and its emphasis on transferable skills rather than one-time dishes. It also bridges the gap between culinary school concepts and a realistic home kitchen, giving readers language and visual cues that make technique less mysterious. In practical terms, it can help a cook become calmer, more consistent, and more capable across many cuisines and ingredients, which is the most durable benefit any cookbook can offer. If you would like to support Martha Stewart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.